We are with Ashley Goddard-Kabakis and Stephen Kabakis of Goddard Studio for Dance and the Performing Arts. And the first question I have for you two is, how is business going since the COVID-19 outbreak?
I think when everything went down, I think everyone kind of panicked. And it was, you know, obviously it's a crazy, horrible time that everyone is going through right now. And being at home, we're a family of four. We have, you know, there's us and we have two young children. And being at home and everyone being at home together all the time got a bit much. And so Stephen and I were talking, how many weeks ago now? Four? And saying, what can we do? What can we give? How can we help people through this time? And so we came up with this wonderful idea of doing Facebook Live dance classes every day of the week for kids to do at home to give the mums and dads a bit of a break. So I suppose when we talk about business, like it's right now, it's just trying to help people.
It's business unusual. That's a business as usual. Like everybody, of course, the love of the arts and dance, it all had to shut down mandatorily. Like it wasn't a situation of whether or not we wanted to shut down everything, but more of a situation that we had to. And so, you know, people still need to dance. People still need to do something. It was kind of like, through all of this, I keep hearing Kevin Bacon in the back of my head from Footloose saying, let them dance. And let's dance. And that's what we've been trying to do, saying, like, although we're all separate and separated during this time, let's try to get out and spread the message and saying, you know, take half an hour and just forget about what's going on and just dance, you know, and that's kind of what we've been doing.
Now, the switch to online classes and really the not having anybody in the studio with you is really what's going to lead into this next question. What specific measures has your business taken since the outbreak began?
Well, our doors are shut. So as far as any type of interaction with our students, everything, of course, is done via our online in-studio classes. And we've been reaching out to our students through Zoom. And then we have utilized the greater platform of Facebook and Facebook Live to reach a larger demographic into the UK, United States, and in some parts across Ontario, and branching out from, of course, the Halton Hills area, Milton, Georgetown. It's incredible. So as far as the, you know, and of course, our dance studio is an extension of our home. So it is, if I can say, it's immaculate. So as far as the cleanliness and then when we do open, of course, we would be following all the social distancing and making sure that everything's disinfected and wiped down. And so, of course, we would fall into that. But because we are offering our classes online, and I quickly became a producer trying to figure out what we needed to present, and an incredible experience for everybody, because I think the hardest thing with online and social media is that, and presenting yourself, is that it's a lot more than just taking your laptop, opening it up, and speaking to the microphone and hoping that people are able to hear. So we've, you know, in this last month and a half, we've set up a small studio of, there's a plasma television that acts as a teleprompter for Ashley. We have a couple of camera angles. This is, you know, I went online and probably one of the last people, what seems to be in Canada, that ended up getting one of the last webcams. And then we, again, with my background being an entertainer, I have all the sound equipment. So it was just a matter of putting a headset microphone on Ashley, making sure that the music was canned in, and making sure that when we're doing our presentation that people were noticing the difference, and they have. And so, yeah, it's kind of just just adapting, you know?
We've been very lucky with the fact that we do have a studio, because when everything went down, obviously Steve and I went on a very, very big cleaning spree. We did everything when we closed the doors. And obviously at that point, the doors weren't closing for very long. So everything got clean, sanitized, everything, because we thought it was going to be, oh, the first thing was it was March break and they were shutting the schools down for 2 weeks after, and then everything was going to go back to normal. So everything was ready for students to come back in. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened yet. But when they do, everything is as it should be and as it was, you know, like coming home.
Well, we've only been officially open since October 26, 2019. So, we're virtually still brand new. We can reopen as a re-grand opening.
We're squeaky clean.
We've talked to a lot of businesses since we've started doing this feature, and a lot of them are saying sort of the same things that you guys are saying and doing, and that is switching to online. And instead of having your customers come to you, you are going to your customers virtually, making sure that you have that online presence. Is there maybe any advice you'd like to give to other businesses out there who maybe haven't quite figured that out yet?
It's incredible what you can find online. You know, that was the first and foremost. I guess it just starts off with the want of doing it, and then all the resources that you're needing are online. You just have to find it and then just sort of stick it out, because the hardest part right now, it's not like we can go to the store and order it. So if they do have these the plans to move online, start now and hope that you can get everything together in a couple weeks or 3 weeks. That's when we first started this idea, I said, okay, well, I'm just going to go online and I'll buy all the cameras. And you say, wow, it seems like everybody's doing the same thing. So it took about a good 3 weeks to gather all the resources that we were needing. So it's sort of like plan ahead, do the research, and all the tutorials are there. Yeah. You know,
when this first happened, obviously because it was closed just for a March break, and then the 2 weeks after, we left those 3 weeks alone, and we honestly thought everything would go back to normal. But then as the third week crept in, we realized what was happening, and we knew that we had to shift and make that move. And we were stepping into something completely unknown. Obviously, we've heard of Zoom and we've heard of Zoom meetings and stuff like that. But I think when you've actually done it for the first time, you kind of realize, oh, wow, okay, well, there's lots of other things to consider when we're doing this. Like, so when we did our first meeting with Zoom, the audio wasn't great, the picture wasn't great, the internet kept cutting in and out, and you have to face those challenges. So when we did that, we kind of evaluated everything and said, right, okay, what do we need to do to get through this? And as Stephen said, everything online shopping is so much harder than it was before. Like, you're finding things, and because so many people need that one thing, you can't find it. So I think you kind of just have to, resource. You have to look further afield to try and get everything you need. But when you do go online, and if it is a business where you're interacting with people, it's quite amazing. It's quite an amazing feeling to know that even though you may be seeing each other through a camera or a computer, you're still able to reach and connect to them. And especially with us, with dance and drama and singing, we've been able to continue everything online. And we've been, like, a wonderful singing teacher has been doing private lessons out of her home. We've been running the private Zoom classes for our students, and then also opening these free classes up to everybody else, because we know through doing the Zoom, how much people need it. And how wonderful it really is to be able to connect still, even though we can't actually see each other.
And I think the other thing that we were really trying to do, it's to when the presentation is done properly, it makes the experience better.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if we were broadcasting right now and all you heard was static, you probably wouldn't want to tune back in. So we're trying to, and that's why we've incorporated multi-camera angles and other
microphones
and just trying to make things a little bit more than just a single camera experience and make it into its own unique program. And it seems to be working. Yeah.
Ashley, Stephen, the last question I have for the two of you is, do you have a message for your customers?
For our clients, we actually, we're in contact with all of our students pretty much every week. And new people as well. But what I try and make sure that my students know is that we sit down at the end of a Zoom class and I kind of say, well, how was this? How was it? Do you find that you're still learning? And they're like, yes, yeah, to a point. And there is so much, there's only so much that you can do this way. And we're making the most out of things. To my students, I miss them so much. Just coming into the studio and obviously just being Steve and myself and our children, it's so empty and horrible. And teaching that way and having to go through the computer, it's been a very different learning experience for me as a teacher because you have to be, everything's more vocal. When you're in studio and you're actually able to teach a person in real life, you can correct them, you can do this, you can do that. But through this way, you have to make, we've made the best of the situation that we have. And our students have been so wonderful. Their parents have been so, so wonderful. I mean, gosh, as Stephen said, we've only been open since the 26th of October, 2019. And then this hit in March. And you know what? They've stuck by us. And actually, our family seems to be growing as we go through this because we've been able to connect with people as well. So to our students and our families, like, you've been amazing, absolutely amazing. You've been patient. You have stuck with us through this crazy time and allowed us to kind of figure this out and bring you with us and still be able to teach you and for you guys to learn and be with us, really.
I mean, whoever came up with Milton Strong, it's so true. Milton Strong, Halton Hill Strong, Mississauga Strong. Okay, I mean, everybody. We will get through this, and to think past what's happening now. I mean, we are in the position of where we've opened our September registration for our students, and we have made it completely easy by saying, like, no, we don't want any fees, we don't want anything. Show the interest and just let's look towards the future and let's get through this and stay open and optimistic and see where we can go. And that's why we decided that it makes absolutely no sense to have any fees or anything associated, because what if? But what, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and so that's what it is. I think we just also have to just sort of think positive, and we will get through this.
There is a way.
Yeah. We will dance again.
Thank you so much, Ashley, Steve, for taking some time out of your day to talk to us. And as always, stay healthy.
Perfect. Thank you, Cameron. It's lovely to speak to you.